Things to Make and Do.
Are You a Good Communicator? By Anna Culp. Take this quiz to learn more about the best ways to communicate. 1. You are reading a book when your brother asks you if you want to hear about his day. You say, A. Not now. I'm in the middle of this chapter. B. Sure, just let me put this bookmark in. 2. Your parents invite you to go on a walk with them. You, A. Walk and talk with them. B. Tell them you are too busy with your computer game. 3. At family home evening, your sister is teaching the lesson. You, A. Sit quietly and plan what you're going to do after family home evening. B. Look at her and think about what she is teaching. 4. Every morning, your dad makes you breakfast. You, A. Thank him and tell him what you liked about breakfast. B. Are thankful but don't say anything because he already knows. 5. Your friend tells you something you disagree with. You say, A. You're so wrong. You shouldn't think that. B. We think differently about that. Could you explain your view? 6. Your cousin tells you about a surprise party for your friend and asks you not to tell anyone. You are excited, so you, A. Keep the information to yourself and make a birthday card. B. Tell your friends so they can be excited about it too. 7. Your brother trips on a book you left on the floor and yells at you. You say, A. I've told you a million times to watch where you're walking. B. I'm sorry I left the book there. Are you hurt? Best answers. 1. B. Make time for family. Sometimes opportunities for good communication arise when you're least expecting them. See Communicating with Your Parents, New Era, February 2008, page 12. 2. A. Be open to talking and listening. Elder M. Russell Ballard said, "Nothing is more important to the relationship between family members than open, honest communication. Like a flame unquenchable." Ensign, May 1999, pages 86 through 87. 3. B. Listen to what others say to show respect and love. A primary song explains, "Reverence is more than just quietly sitting. It's thinking of Father above. I'm reverent for reverence is love." Reverence is Love, Children's Songbook, page 31. 4. A. Say thank you. President Thomas S. Monson counseled, "Always express your thanks." Finding Joy in the Journey. Ensign, November 2008, page 86. 5. B. Understand that it is okay to disagree, but be humble and kind. Christ taught, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. 6. A. Avoid gossip and be trustworthy. King Solomon said that someone who gossips revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. 7. B. Be kind instead of angry. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Be ye kind, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. End of article. Are You a Good Communicator?
End of Things to Make and Do.